Coeptis Therapeutics to pursue phase 2 program using allogeneic cord blood-derived NK cell therapy. Novel NK cell therapy approach is designed to bolster and replenish the immune system during severe viral infection, which can severely reduce immune cells leading to hospitalization and death. DVX-201 is the world's first ever allogeneic cord blood-derived NK cell therapy generated from pooled donor CD34+ hematopoietic stem and progenitor cells, HSPC, cells. Wexford, PA, February 7, 2024. Coeptis Therapeutics Holdings Incorporated, NASDAQ, COIP, the company or Coeptis, a biopharmaceutical company developing innovative cell therapy platforms for cancer and infectious diseases, announced plans to pursue DVX-201, its proprietary allogeneic stem cell expansion and directed differentiation platform of unmodified natural killer NK cell therapy, as an antiviral treatment addressing various respiratory viral infections that lead to hospitalization, including the triplodemic of influenza, COVID-19 and respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. DVX-201, the first ever allogeneic cord blood-derived NK cell therapy generated from pooled donor CD34+ hematopoietic stem and progenitor cells, HSPC, cells, is designed to supply a boost of healthy immune cells to potentially help fight the infection by directly infusing them into the patient's body. DVX-201 NK cells are generated from cord blood cells from birth tissue, a well-understood and FDA-regulated source of cells that has been infused into patients for over 20 years. DVX-201 is produced by pooling CD34+ cells isolated from multiple cord blood donations to increase lot size and immune system diversity. Importantly, doses undergo stringent testing, including a potency assay before treatment, to assess their ability to kill virally infected cells. Additionally, DVX-201 does not contain T cells, which significantly reduces the possibility for major rejection by patients, which is a major concern for some cell therapy products. We're excited to progress the clinical development of this therapy to test a truly novel approach, treating severe viral infections with live cells to replenish and bolster patients' immune systems, said Colleen Delaney, MD, MSc, Chief Scientific and Medical Officer. An important aspect of viral infections that are often observed in patients hospitalized with viruses like the flu, COVID-19, and RSV, often referred to as the triplodemic, is the challenges they present to immune cells. The immune system works hard to kill virally infected cells but, in many cases, struggle to keep up and become depleted, leading to severe infection, worsening symptoms, hospitalizations, and even death. Dr. Delaney added, "Our first step is to fully explore key safety measures because this is a very novel approach to treating hospitalized viral infections with a first-in-class universal therapy. We have started dosing DVX-201 at low doses and escalated upwards to almost 1 billion cells in a single infusion." For context, the body normally has around 2 billion NK cells at any given moment. In two phase 1 clinical trials for the treatment of relapsed/refractory acute myeloid leukemia, AML, or high-risk myelodysplastic syndrome, MDS, and patients hospitalized with COVID-19 infection, interim data for a total of 17 patients and 25 infusions of DVX-201 have indicated that the NK cell therapy is well tolerated with no dose-limiting toxicities, DLTs. Further, there have been no observed cytokine release syndrome, CRS, or infusion toxicities thus far, even through the highest dose level. Based on these favorable phase 1 results to date, we are excited to advance plans for a phase 2 clinical program investigating DVX-201 as an antiviral therapy in high-risk patients hospitalized with viral respiratory infections, said Dave Mayalik, President and CEO of Coeptis Therapeutics. The triplodemic of flu, RSV, and COVID represents a serious challenge for our healthcare system for the foreseeable future. When vaccinations aren't sufficient and/or when vaccination rates are below levels necessary to stave off future epidemics, we believe this NK cell therapy approach has the potential to be an important treatment, either as monotherapy or in a complementary approach for severe infections. DVX-201, the first ever allogeneic cord blood-derived NK cell therapy generated from pooled donor CD34+ HSPC cells, has the potential to offer significant support to patients and to our strained healthcare system. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, Seasonal infections for the three viral infections have been elevated, and the CDC highlights last year's 2022 to 2023 triple-demic in which weekly hospitalization rates exceeded 20 per 100,000. If this season follows with a severe flu and RSV, and with a moderate overlapping COVID-19 wave, the CDC warns that it expects similar impacts on hospitalizations, placing a severe strain on the healthcare system. A truly global concern. The World Health Organization estimates that nearly 7 million people have died from COVID-19 worldwide since the 2020 pandemic. It also estimates the impact of seasonal flu, killing approximately 290,000 to 650,000 people per year, while RSV may be responsible for 29,000 deaths per year. About Coeptis Therapeutics Holdings Incorporated. Coeptis Therapeutics Holdings Incorporated, together with its subsidiaries including Coeptis Therapeutics Incorporated and Coeptis Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, collectively Coeptis, is a biopharmaceutical company developing innovative cell therapy platforms for cancer and infectious diseases that have the potential to disrupt conventional treatment paradigms and improve patient outcomes. Coeptis product portfolio and rights are highlighted by assets licensed from Devera Therapeutics, including an allogeneic cellular immunotherapy platform in DVX-201. A clinical stage, unmodified natural killer cell therapy technology. Additionally, Coeptis is developing a universal, multi-antigen CAR T technology licensed from the University of Pittsburgh, SnapCAR, and the GEAR cell therapy and companion diagnostic platforms, which Coeptis is developing with Vigen Bio and leading medical researchers at the Karolinska Institutet. Coeptis' business model is designed around maximizing the value of its current product portfolio and rights through in-license agreements, out-license agreements and co-development relationships, as well as entering into strategic partnerships to expand its product rights and offerings, specifically those targeting cancer and infectious diseases. The company is headquartered in Wexford, Pennsylvania. To learn more about this market for cord blood-derived therapeutics, view the Global Cord Blood and Tissue Banking Industry Report, Market Size, Segmentation, and Forecasts. Cord Blood Market Report.